A new chapter in human evolution is being written. Scientists working in Indonesia have dug up the bones of a human relative. It had both ancient and modern features, but was just over 3 feet tall. NPR's Christopher Joyce has more on what's believed to be a new species of human.
When people think of a dead-end experiment in human evolution, the name Neanderthal usually comes up. Now they can add the name Homo floresiensis. That's what Australian and Indonesian scientists are calling this new species, whose bones they found on the remote Indonesian island of Flores. Unlike Neanderthals, this creature was tiny, just over 3 feet tall, with unusually long arms. The first skeleton was a female with a skull about the size of a chimpanzee's. Some of her bones looked pre-human, while parts of the skull and teeth are much more like modern humans. She looked more like a human ancestor that might have lived millions of years ago, but when scientists dated the remains, they were shocked to find she died just 18,000 years ago. At first, paleoanthropologist Peter Brown of Australia's University of New England didn't know how to classify the creature.
When I saw it, there was an immediate problem. How to match this rather small and unique-looking skeleton with what I knew about human evolution, given it was only 18,000 years old.
When the scientists discovered several more of the skeletons, all tiny, they knew this wasn't some single accident of nature. Brown and his colleagues surmised that large-sized ancestors of this creature came to Indonesia over a million years ago. Some were marooned on Flores and evolved in a peculiar direction. They shrank. Scientists who've studied the discovery, described in today's issue of the journal Nature, say they've never seen anything like it. Chris Stringer is a paleoanthropologist at the Museum of Natural History in London.
These finds are absolutely astonishing. To have a creature like this on a remote island, as distinctive as it is, so small, so small-brained, and then to find that it was still there less than 20,000 years ago, all of those are really astonishing.
Especially intriguing is the miniature size of Homo floresiensis. Sometimes mammals living on isolated islands undergo something called insular dwarfism. They evolve into smaller versions of themselves. That way, they use less food and need less space. In fact, says Peter Brown, now extinct elephants on the island of Flores had evolved from regular size down to the size of a large water buffalo.
But this has never been observed for humans before. This is the first time humans have been demonstrated, or human relatives, to undergo the same sorts of processes on islands that other mammals do.
Those pint-sized humans apparently hunted those dwarf elephants, as well as the alligator-sized Komodo dragons that still live on the islands. And Homo floresiensis may well have coexisted alongside modern humans until at least 13,000 years ago. If so, it would have been the last encounter between our species and another version of Homo. Neanderthals died out 35,000 years ago. In fact, team archaeologist Mike Morwood, also with the University of New England in Australia, says indigenous people in Flores recall their ancestors telling stories about strange little people.
There are consistent folk stories from various ethnic groups that we're working with about little humans about a meter tall, with sloping foreheads that were hairy, that didn't wear clothes, and so on. And they point to specific sites, specific caves, and said they used to live there.
Morwood's scientific team, along with scientists from the Indonesian Center for Archaeology, plan to start looking for those caves. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
A photo and background on the find are at npr.org.